From a jailhouse to the golf course. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It's been quite a morning for Scottie Scheffler.
He's going to jail, and it ain't nothing you can do about it. Period.
That's from a video ESPN reporter Jeff Tarlington took near the Valhalla Golf Club in Louisville, Kentucky, where Scheffler, the world's number one ranked golfer, was put in handcuffs trying to get to the PGA Championship.
Police were directing traffic around a fatal pedestrian accident in a tournament traffic lane that occurred earlier in the morning. ESPN reports Scheffler drove past an officer who grabbed onto the car before it came to a stop at the entrance to the golf club. Scheffler faces charges of second-degree assaulting a police officer, third-degree criminal mischief, reckless driving, and disregarding traffic signals. He was released on his own recognizance after being booked and photographed in an orange jumpsuit.
Fox's Jonathan Sarri. Scheffler will be arraigned next Tuesday. He teed off last hour after releasing a statement there was a big misunderstanding while also expressing sympathy for the pedestrian killed in the crash he was not involved in. As for Scheffler's incident, a detective's hospitalized police say he was injured being dragged by Scheffler's car. Four people are being mourned in Houston the day after they were killed when a storm with hurricane-force winds hit and did a lot of damage downtown. Fox Weather's Katie Byrne out on the streets littered with broken glass and debris.
Every building around us, I want to say, that would be five, has at least one, two dozen windows completely blown out. There's insulation on the ground. That's why officials are urging people to stay home today. The mayor urged really only essential workers to head to their office buildings.
There's damage and flooding in Texas and Louisiana with nearly 900,000 power outages in those states. Former President Trump's not in court today. His trial's on hold as he attends his son Barron's high school graduation in Florida. This evening he'll campaign at a Republican dinner in Minnesota. A new Fox News poll shows abortion's the top issue for Democrats and Biden supporters, border security for Republicans. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival.
Broadcasting Americanism from the York Heating and Air Conditioning and ACYuma.com studios. 560 KBLU.
Good morning and happy Friday from the News 11 Information Desk. I'm Scott Gross. New information on a fatal crash east of Somerton that took place in mid-March. 27-year-old Alexander Ray was taken into custody and booked into the Yuma County Detention Center. Ray ran a stop sign on County 16th Street and South Avenue 3E at a high rate of speed just before 1 in the morning on March 22nd. Ray collided with Ruben Orozco Gonzalez. Gonzalez was ejected from his vehicle and pronounced dead at the scene. Three of the charges Ray is facing, including second-degree murder, are felonies. Ray is being held on a bond of $500,000. The city of Yuma is presenting a video series designed to help residents learn more about Yuma's elected officials. Beyond the Dais features candid interviews and behind-the-scenes footage for each council member and what makes them most proud about Yuma. The first episode will air today on the city of Yuma's website and all of its social media platforms.
We're just past the halfway point of May. Summer's not too far away, and Mother Nature is trying to ease us into some of that summertime weather that we typically expect. Warmer temperatures today through the weekend. Moderate heat risk if you're spending time outside for any length of time. Make sure you're taking the appropriate precautions. 101 the high today. 101 tomorrow. 100 Sunday. Mid-90s Monday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Investment advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Welcome to Money Talk with Yuma Investment Group's Tom Rush, founder, wealth advisor, and George Davis Sr. Wealth Advisor.
Everyone's trying to get it right. Get it Good morning, Yuma. AM 560 KBLU Money Talk. We are working for the weekend, Russ. Happy Friday out
there.
That's
exactly right,
man. Yeah, 101 today. I thought I heard.
Is that right? That's great.
Oh, it's awesome.
Look at all those cars overheating and everything. I like that.
It's summertime.
It is summertime. I got Tim Avila.
Good morning.
One of my partners there at work, and we got a special guest. Tom's out. I think he's doing a little golfing in this extreme heat.
Yeah. How do they break the news to you on that? They just say, hey, good news. You get to go on the radio on Fridays. They do that, or is it just like...
That's right. We got something special for you.
Okay, good. That's awesome.
It was more like, oh, by the way, you're on there. Tim talking 401k specialty.
Whine about it all you want, but that's where you're going.
That's right. Other job duties as described.
Go ahead. Look at the calendar first or nothing. So this is Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Like I said, Tim Avila is here. I'm George Davis, Sr., 344-5258, 344-KBLU. If you have any questions on what's going on in the market, because things have been looking pretty good here the last 3 weeks, Tim. We've got...
You're going to take phone calls? Is that what you want to
do? We're going to take phone calls.
You're going to take phone calls today?
Yeah, Russ, you got to be on top of things.
All right, man. I turned the phones on.
That's good.
Just be ready. Be prepared.
You got a couple people out there listening. So.
They want to know about investments or something or where Tom is.
Yeah. Where is he? So, year to date, the Dow's up about 5.5. There was about a 5% correction. We're going to call it a correction, but a 5% downturn last month and a half
in April,
mm-hmm. and people were like, okay, because usually, in a bull market, which we've had, that's a healthy, it's healthy to have even a 10% correction, when a downturn opportunity to buy, and I don't know if that was the one for the year, Tim, but I think, I don't know if that's enough or not.
In the historical analysis, it usually takes a lull in April and May, right after Memorial. It starts taking off again, and it's actually starting to take off earlier than expected. So that's good.
Yeah, our CFAs and analysts think that it's going to be, they're optimistic for this year, including the summer. And you hear the old adage, sell in May and go away.
Right.
And this year,
May's doing really good.
May's having a great, so we've kind of off to the races here. So I know. We have prospects and clients and people asking what's next, how should I rearrange my portfolios? So you can give us a call if you'd like, looking for some general advice, some general financial advice. Year to date, the Dow's up 5.5. The S&P's the leader, 10%, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty impressive over the last 5 months. NASDAQ, which had a great year last year, that's up 8. And some of the indexes that are doing well, energy is having a good year, even though there was a big storm there in Houston, Russ, knocked over
That hurts when you can't, run the refineries.
Yeah, it does. It does hurt on energy.
That hurts.
I was listening to some news this morning. I didn't realize Texas is independent. Their energy grid is independent from the East and West Coast.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't really think about why would you be independent and why not just be all together? I guess that makes sense.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They don't want to share.
Oh, could be.
But there's still a lot of pipelines.
They don't want to have to deal with what the decisions that are made on the East and West Coast, I think.
There's still a lot of
There's
a lot of pipelines that leave Texas, so.
Yeah, there are.
I don't know how they figure that out, but that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty interesting.
It's kind of an independent state.
Yeah, it is.
Very much so.
Kind of a big state.
Don't mess with Texas.
That's right.
So real estate, we're still down on real estate this year. We're down about 5%, which I don't know if that surprises you or not.
And that's the investment side, but the property values are still hanging in there. They haven't gone down.
Property values are definitely hanging in there. Yeah. I was reading an article about the builders because, with the mortgage rates been hovering above 7%, you're just not...
Yeah. People out that aren't used to it.
Yeah, well, they're not able to, purchase, whether they're not able to or they're waiting to purchase a home or an apartment. So the builders are building apartments at a pretty fast rate, especially with rentals and leases being up. But that's showing some signs of finally being, being caught up in the market where the actual amount, the demand's not as heavy for
rentals and
being built. So they think that that's going to put some downward pressure on these rentals that keep going up in price.
Because they had some of the most of the increases, really, as far as rents went way up.
Right. Oh, way up, big time, because there was, because of demand supply. Stuff, yeah. So they think that's going to start catching up, and that supply is going to.
Well, it always does, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. Nothing lasts forever like that.
Yeah. I mean, my son's looking for, because he'll be off campus this year at U of A, University of Arizona.
Congratulations.
First time off campus, but he's looking at rentals, and I'm like, what the heck, man? There's some rentals out there, especially in the college town. They really nail the students when it comes to those rentals. And some of those are double what they were when he started college 2 years ago.
Seriously?
Yes. Yeah, some of those rentals have gone up twice as high.
Well, you should have bought one last year.
What were you thinking, George? Come on, man.
See, you guys aren't in studio. You can't do it. George looked all disappointed. Like,
oh, man. I had a senior moment
there. Missed it. I messed out. Yeah, I should have bought one.
Yeah. So last, I think it was the CPI came out, and there was something, Russ, that happened with, let's see here. The CPI came out a little bit better than people thought, and it was looking through my notes. Oh, here it is. Sorry about that. The consumer price index rose 0.3% in April, and it was supposed to be 0.4.
Oh,
which I mean is one month, and so that got people talking about, oh, the Fed's cutting rates.
I don't think I'm going to quit my job over that or anything.
Yeah. Every single month, that's like the highlight or the quarter. Where's CPI at? So, but then they also take out the energy and foods, which is the two most important things.
They take out the things that we use.
Yeah, they do.
Go figure, right?
Yeah, it's become such a game on the selection of inflation and CPI and everything, that the product mix and everything. It's far from reality, I think. It's just for political or numbers, but everybody's onto it. I mean, everybody knows, particularly in the financial world.
Well, the student loan
payments
got extended again, didn't they? I saw that too. So
yeah, Biden loves that. Well, he's in an election, he's trying to buy a few votes. Give a guy a break.
Yeah. So we'll delve deep into politics on this show today.
I don't know how deep that was, but that was something fairly obvious.
That's right.
Yeah. So what type of discussions are you having with your clients, Tim, as far as the market and what to do next and allocations and some talking points that you're going through right now, some ideas?
Yeah, a lot of them are asking, this is a political cycle, what's going to happen? Should we sit on the sideline, wait to see who's elected, et cetera? And traditionally, the markets always know someone's going to be elected president. Democrat, Republican. Mm-hmm. What they really focus on is Congress. Because if both sides are pretty much at a stalemate, they're like, good. Because we know nothing major, drastic is going to change.
Okay.
And we like that.
Yeah. Now, the market doesn't like uncertainty.
Right.
You got it.
Now, if they switch and all of a sudden one group gains an advantage over the other, that's when the markets are like, oh, no, now what's coming down the pipeline?
Mm-hmm.
And they focus more on Congress, the House, the Senate, total number of seats, and then they react accordingly.
Yeah.
So they're more worried about that, actually, than who the actual president
is. And does that change your decision on market mix and what you're investing in on political? Did you look at those things?
No, because historically, the markets adjust either way, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat. They just say, if you're going to change the rules, so to speak, where are they changing? And then we'll adjust accordingly to your new rules.
Okay.
And so what they're looking at is they're looking at the other things like inflation, like interest rates, the overall economy.
Corporate profits.
Yeah. I mean, the S&P
drives it.
They reported the best earnings growth this last quarter since 2022. And so those are all led by the growth companies, the big companies.
All right.
And if that's moving, that means the economy is strong. And if the economy is strong, they're happy because right. things are moving. Yeah, people are spending money.
You know, let somebody else worry about that other stuff going on. This right. We're worried about the economy. Well, yeah. I understand. Exactly. That makes sense.
You know, are we still going to have customers coming through the door?
Right.
Are they going to be able to pay for services, goods, et cetera?
Or are they going to be rioting?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. They don't want the rioters. They
don't want
paying customers coming through the
rioting.
Door. Yeah, exactly.
All right. We're up against our first break here.
Okay.
Talk to M560 KBLU time.
This is Derek Hagerberg, branch manager with Guild Mortgage, NMLS number 180899. Thank you for making us Yuma's best mortgage lender 7 years in a row. At Guild Mortgage, we're more than just a lender. We're your trusted guide through the home buying journey. We do offer educational workshops for first-time home buyers, credit and budgeting, and also real estate investing. We proudly serve your friends, family, and neighbors, answering questions and finding lending solutions. How may we serve you today? Give us a call at 928-247-9089 or visit guildyuma.com.
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they manage money for their clients differently from any other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. Many advisors sell and buy investments that charge clients commissions on each transaction and make commissions when they make trades for their clients. Yuma Investment Group doesn't sell any commission investment products. They never earn commissions on trades. They have trading discretion on your accounts, so they're able to manage accounts on a daily basis without having to pick up the phone to get permission to buy or sell an investment. Yuma Investment Group fees are structured, so they do better when their clients do better. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. If you're retiring soon or need help with your portfolio, visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com to find out why investors like you switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Be sure to listen to 560 KBLU every Friday morning from 8 till 9 a.m. for Money Talk, bringing you the latest information and changes in the world of finance and mortgages. Brought to you by the partnership of Derek Eggerberg with Guild Mortgage and Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management.
Living in America.
There you go, George.
That's I like that song.
Heck yeah.
You know, this is Money Talk, by the way.
Oh, it
560 is? KBLU, okay. Yes. Right. George Davis Sr., Russ Clark, Tim Avila.
I could be Russ Clark Sr., you don't know.
Post today. Nah, you're not. That's my title.
Okay.
Quit trying to take
all
me.
Right. I'm like,
don't
you
steal
know, living
thunder.
In America, I was just thinking about that. Because did you see that pier that they built in Gaza for the aid, the Gaza aid pier?
No.
No.
I mean, look it up. That thing's like a incredible. Well, it's not like something fancy or anything.
Well, they built a pier for, I mean, like a, for the ship,
it's
shipping?
It's a floating pier because they want to bring in the ships and the
okay.
aid and help people.
Yeah.
But obviously, their infrastructure and trying to dock big ships and stuff is impossible. So this thing comes out from the beach and is shaped in a T. But it's, you know, I mean, that thing is, looks like a tank on the water because, you know, you got to be able to put all the stuff that you're loading on for the aid to help people and how to carry all that weight and not, you know, a ship kind of runs up against her and gets tied up on it. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like a floating dock.
A floating dock. And they
yeah.
just kind of pushed it over there and they built it and pushed it over there and now it made it and it's there. So
yeah. Floated in. They just pushed it over and hooked it up.
That's right. Yeah.
Wow.
Cool. You know, we were talking about the market and having a great year and what kind of questions we're having. Tim brought up a good point with the elections. That's always one that's on the back of people's minds. But, you know, historically, if you look at how the market's performed, the S&P, with a Democrat or a Republican in office, it's actually with a Democrat in office, it's done better. People are very surprised to hear that. It's close
yeah,
neck
they're,
and neck, but it's not.
Close.
It just doesn't really matter. Congress, House of Representatives,
right.
having that gridlock is actually good for the market, and not having the extremes on one side or the other.
Exactly.
The other thing that we really like to look at is retail sales, because GDP, 70%, 68% of GDP is from people spending.
Mm-hmm.
And Americans have been continuing
to
spend.
They didn't stop.
They haven't stopped.
They just
yeah,
put it on the charge card. Man.
Well,
that
was the one thing I was going to get at. I was reading this article here about this, let's see, it was Adobe analysts. They spent $331 billion shopping online in the first 4 months of this year,
yeah.
which is an increase of 7%. but they've been utilizing this buy now, pay later flexible payment plan.
Well, that's what they advertise. So
yeah, and that's $25 billion of that was from buy now, pay later, and that's up about 12% year over year. I haven't used the buy now, pay later. I don't know how to.
Usually, those interest rates are less favorable.
I have not introduced that to my wife yet. She does not know about the buy now, pay later. So
that might be a good thing.
I just say, thank goodness she doesn't listen to this show.
Yeah. But they were the consumer price index last month. It actually rose 0.3% in April, and they were looking for 0.4. So it is starting to come down a little bit. I think maybe people are spending a little bit less, and that would soften the market a little bit. And that also helped the feds. You know, the feds are looking at, hey, we got to keep a cap with inflation. Right. We don't want consumer price. We want people spending, but not too much.
Exactly.
So, you know, and then are they going to be raising rates? And then they're looking at inflation, and it was calm. Mm-hmm. And consumer spending became a little bit weak. So now this talk again of, is it going to be Fed cuts this year or not? So, which is getting a little old, I think.
Well, they keep promising them.
Well, they keep promising. One of these times, I just tell my clients, one of these times they will.
I don't think the numbers really show that there's going to be a Fed cut. Really, we're not having that great of a control over our inflation.
Well, you're talking about
anything.
Elections, people.
Well, elections sure, are trying. They're sure, doing all they can to push the numbers, but they still have to push the numbers to something reasonable.
Yeah, they do.
And we're not near that 2% yet.
No. You know, I was talking to a guy, and it's pretty interesting the way he put inflation, because people with the economy, the way people feel, the economy's doing pretty well. Let's face it. I don't care who's in office. But the way people feel is it's not doing well. Because why? Because when inflation reset and hit a 10, 11, 12% increase, that's still there. And I hate to say it. Burst your bubble. That's here to stay. You're going to have inflation negative for that to come down. So it's not going to happen. So go into the store, and the amount of money you're spending really is hitting your, you know, people's pocketbooks.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's why they feel like, things aren't that great. But it, you know, until they got to get that under control, which they have, and it's been coming down. But those prices are here to stay.
The rate of increase has come down.
Right.
It's not negative inflation.
Yes. Good point. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
How are you going to get inflation to come back down to the prices? Negative. But that's, we don't see that happen.
The dollar menu is gone. It's now $1.50 and under $2, and it's not coming back.
No, the dollar stores aren't coming back. Those ones.
It's $5 menu.
Yeah. Mm. So I brought Tim in today because Tim,
to punish him. Has he done something wrong?
This is a good thing.
It's a gift.
Right?
It's a family show, Russ.
Yeah.
Tim never does anything wrong.
No,
he's a Yale grad.
That's right.
That's okay. You can stay.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'm making sure that you allowed Ivy League
right
here.
Hey, I'm still a human.
As long as you don't protest.
Human being.
Okay.
No protest here.
All right.
Oh my goodness! All right, we're having a fun day today, man.
That's right. It's Friday.
It is Friday.
You've got to have a fun Friday.
Come on, golfing. So. Tim's here for a reason.
A reason?
And he's the 401k. He handles a lot of our 401k business. People don't necessarily realize, business owners and our listeners don't realize that we actually do 401k qualified plans for businesses.
Correct.
You know,
set them up.
And yeah, especially local. We like, our local business owners and help them with client retention and people that see that they have a plan in place when you're going to look for a job that does attract good talent, saving taxes. Yeah. There's a lot of.
Well, and owners want them too. And, if you own a business, you still want a 401k program, even for yourself.
Yeah, right. Nobody wants to work forever, and especially the owners.
Except me.
Oh, well, good for you.
Well, I just talk.
Well, you want to.
That's not that hard.
Yeah, plus you enjoy what you're doing. That's correct.
Correct. Yeah. Why would I retire?
But having a retirement plan for a small, medium, large-sized business, like George said, there's a bunch of great benefits. The first is that you're putting money away for yourself as the business owner. You're putting money away for your employees, so that's a feather in your company's cap because other companies may not offer that. And so now you're more attractive as an employer than somebody else. And the biggest one, especially for most business owners, is there are tax breaks, multiple different tax breaks. And for all of us, you know, if we can put a dollar in our pocket instead of Uncle Sam's, that's a win.
And we'll amazingly, Uncle Sam's okay with it. And I'm kind of like we're nervous about that. I'm like, you guys like that over there at Uncle Sam's? they do.
Yeah.
I don't really understand it, but they
do. You know
why
they do?
Why?
Because they realize that their 401k or their retirement plan for us,
all of us,
is struggling. It's in trouble as far as being, you know, the amount of money they have in there and run out by 2033 as far as Social Security goes.
Social Security can't run out. It's a promise. They made it to me. It's illegal.
It can become 79% of what they promised if they don't start working on it.
Well,
so they want people.
I agree with that. Yeah.
You know, the baby boomers are coming, and there's only.
I'm a baby boomer.
I'm right on the edge, but you are a baby boomer, yes. And you're going to be taking your Social Security.
And when I'm 70.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're waiting for the maximum.
Good for you.
Ninja map.
I'm working. What do I need to take Social Security for? Just let that thing sit there, you know.
But people, you know, they realize people need to be saving more. Be taking pressure off the system, Medicare, Social Security. So absolutely. They're encouraging the 401k. They're giving tax credits for business owners, all kinds of things, right. Especially with the Secure Act.
And that's where Tim comes in. He's the expert on all that. He's the one that would know that.
Yes.
Be able to look that up for me.
Tim that's can right. look all that up for
that's
you.
That's right.
Sorry, Tim. Go ahead.
No, and what we do is we can help business owners start one for the first time. And we can help take over an existing plan. And people say, well, you know, what's the benefit of that? I already have a plan.
Right.
Well, the difference is, one, it may not be with local representation. A lot of times it's through 800 number calling New York City and, you know, Fidelity or somebody else.
New York City.
Yeah. Or now maybe overseas. So, you know, who knows where you're calling nowadays.
Or AI.
Yeah, or AI. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But we're here locally. One, we're fiduciaries. So that means we can bring an extra level of service to the plan that they're probably not getting now, which is we, on a quarterly and annual basis, review all the funds in the plan, their performance, and how they're doing compared to other plans that are the funds that are available. And then we actually give them a report, and it actually has very easy system, green, good, yellow, we're watching it, red, no
they,
good.
They color-coded for
they
you.
They color-coded, yeah. Nice. Make my That's job nice. Easy. That's I like good. That. I yeah. like that. Easy to explain. And if for some reason a red fund comes up, we switch it, and we switch it out. And they appreciate that. The employers know that they have eyes that are watching, monitoring, making sure they're offering the best for themselves, their employees.
And the fund managers, I mean, I don't deal with those guys. You do, I know, but they got to be really worried about that. Like, we got to keep these things in the green. We got to keep, I mean, that's their livelihood.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keep these investments right to stay on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly. That's who you deal with in order to give the services.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly. And then the last one, which a lot of times is the biggest one, is the fees, the fee structure. And so traditionally it's a percentage,
right.
Let's just say 2% for argument's sake. As the plan's growing, it's always 2% of a growing plan, which means the fee you're paying is growing along with the plan forever and ever and ever.
Okay.
Because it's always 2% of whatever the total plan dollars are.
2% of a bigger number is nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, nice for the person
that's receiving the 2%.
Right.
Yeah.
Not the one who's writing the check.
And that means you would lose those big accounts then if you were charging 2%, because I'm sure they start getting into bidding wars after a while.
Sure, absolutely. And our fee structure for our major platform is more of a flat fee.
Okay.
And so
versus a percentage.
Versus
of
a percentage. Mm-hmm. So as the plan assets grow, the flat fee pretty much stays the same. Well, versus the other way, where it's still that locked in 2% or whatever the percent is, and that's always growing as the assets are growing. And so we've had some just recently that we've been able to save in the tens of thousands of dollars a year, $15,000 a year just in fees alone.
Right.
And so once they see all the advantages and everything that comes with it, then they're like, oh, well, this is kind of a no-brainer. So, yeah, let's do this.
Sounds like a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a recent change? Is that something that's gone on as you guys have grown? Or?
Yeah, we partner with Ascensus.
Okay.
It's one of the largest companies out there.
All right.
And they've switched to that flat fee model versus the percentage.
And find it more attractive, particularly for those investors. I'm sure that, you know, once they start getting a little bit of money in there, that
exactly.
It's like, hey, I like you guys, but I got to move. You're too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, everybody appreciates like a volume discount, a loyalty discount, et cetera.
Yeah, like, hey, thanks for helping me build this. I'm see you later.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest things, Russ, that I gather when Tim tells me about these things is on the funds, first of all, he talked about the red, green, yellow on the funds. A lot of plans will have a limited selection of funds in it. So you don't have that opportunity like we do being independent to be able to select what we think are from the best. You know, you were talking about the manager. Some managers, there's hundreds of thousands of different funds out there. And if you're in large growth, for example, there can only be one winner. So somebody's going to be down in the red and someone's going to be in the yellow and someone's going to be in the green. Well, if you don't have, you know, a manager looking at that and they have the variety and the different choices to be able to find those green ones for you, then you could be languishing in reds for years and not even know it. And the same thing applies to the fees. There's those internal expense ratios and the fees that you really don't. You don't see those fees creeping up on you unless someone comes and points them out to you.
Right.
So, you know, when we do an analysis evaluation, there's no cost or obligation. We point those things out. Look, here's what your funds are doing. Here's how they can improve. Here's how your fees are going up. Here's how those can be improved. And then you take the knowledge and you're going to learn something. I'll tell you that much. You take that knowledge and you can say, okay, hey, thanks a lot for showing me, you know, what my plan looks like. We're good. Or, hey, let's, you know, kind of go the step further and see what you guys can do for us to improve the plan.
Yeah, we do a deep dive when we're doing a comparison and we look at what we call under the table fees.
Under the table?
The ones that aren't as obvious.
Oh, okay. The hidden ones.
The hidden ones, exactly, that you don't necessarily see.
Yeah.
And a lot of times these established plans are using mutual funds because right. That was a traditional way to go forever and ever and ever. With us, we use ETFs, exchange-traded funds.
Okay.
And those have a very, very low cost. So those internal fees are about 0.10. Versus a mutual fund, which could be anywhere from 0.5 to 2.
But you don't even see that because it's called worked into the price.
Right.
Okay.
And then we can show them that and then show returns and say, hey, you're getting less returns because they're charging more fees.
Of course.
And you don't see that.
If I had my choice between a mutual fund that performed really well, even after the 0.2, I'd still rather have it. But I'm sure that's rare.
That's pretty rare because okay. The ETFs they have now are working extremely well.
Okay.
And they do the same performance.
You have artificial intelligence doing that?
Well, it depends on the companies, not us.
Okay.
We don't. We're people. We still make decisions.
I just wonder how much artificial intelligence is taking over. But
right.
it's obviously going to do things faster if somebody sets the parameters up right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be careful of that voice recognition now, because AI can do the voice recognition, I hear, pretty easily.
They could be me just as well as me be me? Yeah, is that right?
Well, I call Wells Fargo, and they're like, oh, do you want your voice to be your...
your passcode or whatever.
Or whatever. Yeah. I'm like, no, not anymore. Because
no,
they
make
do
it my BMI.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to fake that.
So anyway, they're getting rid of that. I guess they're getting rid of that. So.
Yeah, I'm glad that's not my password.
We're up against another break here. So Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. We'll be right back since Russ kind of scrambling here a little bit. Let's see.
This is Derek Hegerberg, branch manager with Guild Mortgage, NMLS number 180899. Thank you for making us Yuma's best mortgage lender 7 years in a row. At Guild Mortgage, we're more than just a lender. We're your trusted guide through the home buying journey. We do offer educational workshops for first-time home buyers, credit and budgeting, and also real estate investing. We proudly serve your friends, family, and neighbors, answering questions and finding lending solutions. How may we serve you today? Give us a call at 928-247-9089 or visit guildyuma.com.
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they manage money for their clients differently from any other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. Many advisors sell and buy investments that charge clients commissions on each transaction and make commissions when they make trades for their clients. Yuma Investment Group doesn't sell any commission investment products. They never earn commissions on trades. They have trading discretion on your accounts, so they're able to manage accounts on a daily basis without having to pick up the phone to get permission to buy or sell an investment. Yuma Investment Group fees are structured, so they do better when their clients do better. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. If you're retiring soon or need help with your portfolio, visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com to find out why investors like you switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Be sure to listen to 560 KBLU every Friday morning from 8 till 9 a.m. for Money Talk, bringing you the latest information and changes in the world of finance and mortgages. Brought to you by the partnership of Derek Eggerberg with Guild Mortgage and Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management.
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they manage money for their clients differently from any other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. Many advisors sell and buy investments that charge clients commissions on each transaction and make commissions when they make trades for their clients. Yuma Investment Group doesn't sell any commission investment products. They never earn commissions on trades. They have trading discretion on your accounts, so they're able to manage accounts on a daily basis without having to pick up the phone to get permission to buy or sell an investment. Yuma Investment Group fees are structured, so they do better when their clients do better. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. If you're retiring soon or need help with your portfolio, visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com to find out why investors like you switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Welcome back, Yuma, AM 560 KBLU Money Talk. George Davis Sr., Tim Avila.
That's right. That's me.
Yeah, from Yuma Investment Group. And, of course, Russ Clark. Hey, Russ, you got the music choice there. Do you just already have them pre-ready to go and you just hit a button? Or do
no,
you,
can
you
know, just,
pretty
just
flexible. You can pick anything
there,
you want.
Pick anything I want. I did Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Okay. Nice.
I like that. My son's name is Jack. There's a lot of good...
Yeah.
A lot of different references.
I could do
to
George
Jack,
of the Jungle
it's a restaurant
if you
want. Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Yeah.
Yeah, George of the Jungle. That'd be a good one.
We'll get that one up there. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
I like George of the Jungle. So we're talking about 401ks here and qualified plans. And you did mention some ETFs in 401ks. And that used to be historically always mutual funds.
Correct.
Have a higher expense ratio than ETFs. And ETF stands for exchange traded funds. And we throw around these different acronyms. So I make sure everybody kind of knew what that stood for. An ETF, an exchange traded fund, very similar to a mutual fund in that it's a basket of different stocks, different bonds, a mixture, depending on what your objective is in that ETF.
Right.
But it gets you diversified and spread out into different, whether it's different asset classes or stocks. But the ETFs came along because that one reason. They're
high fees.
Yeah, to keep the fees down, lower the fees compared to the mutual funds. Plus, they're, as far as liquidity goes, they can be sold during the market.
Right, during the regular trading day.
Yeah, during the trading day instead of waiting.
At the end of
the
market.
Fund always closes at the end of the market close. And then also they're more tax efficient, inherently tax efficient. I'm not 100% sure why, but I know that they are. So we feel like that is, you see the move of people buying into ETFs a lot more than mutual fund these days. But we think that's important
in
the 401k space going forward. So.
Yeah, we're always trying to do what's in the best interest of the client.
Like our commercial said, the fiduciary responsibility, we're bound to have our client's interest first. So.
Right.
You wanted to touch on some more information, some I don't know if it's deadlines or some changes in the 2.0 Secure Act, some different things in the 401k space right there before break, Tim.
Yeah, just in general, if a company is interested, we do a no-cost, no-obligation analysis of their plan.
Mm-hmm.
We ask for some data, total number of employees, statement, fee structure.
You know, sometimes I see people, the wheels are turning and they're a little bit reluctant. Like, how hard is this going to be for me? How much, a business person, they're juggling family and their business and all types of things. And like, well, how much work is this going to be for me to get my stuff to Tim, and what's he going to want so I can do an evaluation? I think they get a little bit reluctant as to what's in it for them as far as having to, put that material out. I don't think it's that bad. We do the heavy lifting.
Right. And everybody's busy, especially business owners are extremely busy.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times they have an office manager, a payroll person, or something like that can assist them. They can say, here, go ahead and fill this out, put a total number of employees, all those things they need. The rest is just the basic information, name, address, EIN number, et cetera.
Okay.
And so it is just a small amount of information and time. Once we've got all that, we can prepare a proposal, show the cost differences. Hopefully, we can save them the money, show them the different fees and the ratings, et cetera. And then they're free to decide. They say yay or they say nay. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
And we're happy either way.
If you're doing a comparison with a plan that's already in place,
mm-hmm.
what is that, plan documents that you need? Is that what
right.
they're... Those are pretty easy to obtain.
Yeah, and if they don't know where to get them, we can help guide them in the right direction to who to call and get an email.
Yeah, and speaking of the plan documents, there's a lot of things in there. People think all 401ks are created equal, and that's not the case.
Right.
There's a lot of different there's a lot of choices that go into the plan documents, whether there's you can roll out or what type of if you have a Roth component or not.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do this evaluation, it also opens up your eyes to some things that might be missing, some ways for you to, the opportunity
absolutely.
Right then to
because
make
maybe
some changes
when they
to
started
the
plan, they didn't need to worry about a loan option or the Roth option, et cetera.
Or how
but
many
now,
loans people can have.
Now, now they've grown. They've got more employees. People are starting to ask.
Yeah.
Hey, can we take loans or how does that work? And
right.
all this. It's, oh, okay. Maybe that's something we should add. And then this is a perfect opportunity to add those options and choices.
Because they're most likely paying a third-party administrator anyway.
Right.
So that's not like an added cost. And we can also maybe be competitive in that realm, too.
Mm-hmm.
The third-party administrator helps to guide the plan and make sure that they keep it in compliance with, obviously, FINRA and
IRS.
IRS and all those things.
There is end-of-year documentation
that
needs to be done, and that third-party administrator, they're the one that helps them.
Discrimination. The IRS does not like that. So.
Yeah.
That brings up a good point because people say, can I take a loan? Can I take money out? There's a new, nuance, but there's a they added to the 401k, the Secure Act came along and added some different components to the 401k space. And some of them are helpful, I think. And one of them is that like a little savings account off to the side.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about
that.
Because
savings.
Yeah, an emergency savings account. How does that work?
And so the employee themselves, a lot of times in the past, they would take money out of their 401k because they needed it for an emergency or something like that. The unfortunate side effect is that, one, if they owe taxes, they have to pay tax, at least minimum 10%. But most important, if they're under the age of 59 and a half and they take money out, that's an early withdrawal. The IRS penalizes them another 10%.
Okay.
So it's at least 20% off the top to take out that money. And so now they have the emergency savings account. Just started in 24. Some of the platforms are ready to set it up. Some are still in the process.
Mm-hmm.
But they should have it by the end of the year, where they can set separate money aside.
They being the employee?
The employee.
Or not the employer?
Yeah, the employee.
Okay.
So maybe they contribute $50 a month. They can say, I want $25 to go in the emergency savings, $25 in my 401k. And then with that emergency savings section, if they need to take money out, they can and not get the 10% penalty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would they, if it was a traditional 401k, they'd probably owe taxes, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
you're avoiding that penalty.
But no penalty.
Yeah. No penalty. It's money you're allowed to touch.
Yeah. Now. Okay. That's interesting.
So that's something new. Mm-hmm. So that's a benefit.
What else is new or in deadlines and things like that, too, coming down the pipe?
Yeah, the main deadline, if someone wants to set up a 401k, and this is brand new.
Brand new one?
Right. If someone wants to convert their plan over and save money, et cetera, they can do that anytime.
Okay.
So there's no deadline there. But to start a new one, a safe harbor 401k plan must be started by September 1st.
Oh.
September 1st of this year, and must be in effect as of October 1st.
Okay.
The reason is they need to have 3 months of funding in the year. So October, November, December. So they need to start 30 days prior, because by law they need to give notification to their employees, hey, the plan's changing, these are the benefits, features, etc.
Mm-hmm.
That has to be
the
done.
The plan's starting.
Yeah.
This is for startup plans.
Right.
Yeah.
So that notice has to go out September 1st, 30 days before October 1st.
Okay.
And then in October, the plan needs to be funding and in effect. So, yeah, so someone wants to definitely start, you know, even before that. July, August.
That's the deadline, but now's a good time to start planning for that.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're looking for 2024,
yep.
So if you're looking for 2025 to start a plan, it probably needs to be in soon too. Not soon, but you could.
If you like the full 12 months.
Yeah, if you want the full 12 months, if you want to hit it on January, you need to do it by October, November.
Right.
So it's in place. Because you can have the plan in place and say, we're starting January 1 with the salary deferral.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that way, at least you're hitting the
ground
running.
Still need that 30 days prior.
Okay, so that would be November. Yeah.
December 1st. So in November, you have to have everything pretty much wrapped up.
Okay. So September 1 and November 1 are the good dates to remember. Now, as far as a business owner goes, wanting information on possibly starting up a 401k or getting this analysis, they can
contact our office.
Yeah, 928-329-1700. We're local right there on 16th Street, 182 by Smart and Final. And we can get them some information, at least so they can see, you know, what the process is and get the ball rolling if they're interested in 401k.
Absolutely.
So, okay. All right, we're up against our last break here. This is Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Someone told me long ago,
there's a calm before the storm. I know. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they manage money for their clients differently from any other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. Many advisors sell and buy investments that charge clients commissions on each transaction and make commissions when they make trades for their clients. Yuma Investment Group doesn't sell any commission investment products. They never earn commissions on trades.
They have trading discretion on your accounts, so they're able to manage accounts on a daily basis without having to pick up the phone to get permission to buy or sell an investment. Yuma Investment Group fees are structured, so they do better when their clients do better. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. If you're retiring soon or need help with your portfolio, visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com to find out why investors like you switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
This is Derek Hegeberg, branch manager with Guild Mortgage, NMLS number 180899. Thank you for making us Yuma's best mortgage lender 7 years in a row. At Guild Mortgage, we're more than just a lender. We're your trusted guide through the home buying journey. We do offer educational workshops for first-time home buyers, credit and budgeting, and also real estate investing. We proudly serve your friends, family, and neighbors, answering questions and finding lending solutions. How may we serve you today? Give us a call at 928-247-9089 or visit guildyuma.com.
George, George, George of the Jungle, friend to you and me. Watch out for that tree. No one gets in a straight. He'll make
it. I love it.
Yes,
I love it.
You did deliver there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to take care of you.
I forget that song's got a nice beat, man.
That's pretty.
Yeah, that's an updated version.
Yeah.
It's actually the original.
Oh, is it?
Really?
Yeah, that's from the 50s or something.
Yeah, they're banging on those, whatever those are, tin cans back then. Yeah, tin cans. George of the Jungle. Welcome back. Our last segment here, Money Talk, in 560 KBLU, 344-5258, 344-KBLU. Phones have not been burning off the line here. I'm not sure why.
I put them back on hold now.
The 101 degrees coming out of here. So.
Summertime.
Yeah, they're going to all be indoors this weekend.
The microphones are heating up today, man. We got the 401k going on.
Not today to dig that hole in your garage, on your yard, you know.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No. That'll last about 15 minutes.
Should have had that one done already. Done.
Yeah.
My son comes back from college and he stays the summer, and there's all these, like, things to do that are built up and
the honeydew list.
Hey, how about these limbs here that Dad just left? How about that hole?
We need the muscles now.
Dug out there. This is like, I don't feel bad for very long. But like immediately, he's just got stuff to do, and Mom's like, "Yeah, what about this? Take your son to your younger son to school." So, you know, it's just. Reading this article here, I love these articles, and this is the 2024 Planning and Progress Study, Tim.
Okay.
And Tim Avila is with me here from Northwestern Mutual. So they did a little study and talked to some, you know, some people in the U.S. adults. They think they're going to need an average of 1.46 million to retire comfortably.
Okay.
Yeah. So most people are saying, hey, that's a 15% increase from the 1.25 million last year. So that was, just touches on what we're thinking about with inflation and how much more we're going to need. So 1.25 million last year is what people thought they would need in their 401k or retirement accounts, like we're discussing.
All their assets
now it's
combined.
Bumped up to 1.5.
Right.
That's a pretty high number. And, people in their 50s, that's me,
and me,
you,
yep.
So they have, what do you think the median balance in the 401k is for people in their 50s?
About 170.
60,000.
Oof.
Yeah, so that's the median balance for people in their 50s, and they're saying they need 1.25 million. So
a little bit of a difference there.
Yeah. One in two people have less than 10,000 in their 401k, which is we got a lot of work to do when it comes to, you know, the financial planning and trying to build up for retirement and starting early.
Right.
But the reason I like what you're saying about the 401k space is, and having that local representation, is we help. Well, that's one thing that we offer to our, you know, the business owners and the employees is the actual financial planning. you know, I would, you know, think that a lot of 401k providers don't do that. You, if you want some one-on-one planning, you're like, hey, how far behind am I in retirement? What do, how much money do I really need when I call it quits and I'm going to spend this much money so I don't run out of money?
Exactly.
You know, in retirement, that's what we're for. So we actually, it doesn't cost the business owner any more money. They have an actual financial planner in their pocket when they're doing these, you know, with access to the 401ks, access to us with the 401k. So we can help them, the business owners, we can help their employees in that planning process and, you know, make sure, incorporate that 401k since we're managing it, and then other assets that they have also.
Yeah, exactly. We use Money Guide Pro software. Mm-hmm. And it, we need to put in information, just like you said, those assets, what their expenses are, income, what it's going to be in the future. And it will project out to make sure that their money will last and they'll have enough to live in the lifestyle that which they want. Because nothing's worse than retiring today, eating carne asada and cold drinks, and then 10 years down the road, when the price has kept going up and up, now all we can afford is, you know, tuna and crackers. Because we're running out of money.
Yeah.
We can't afford our lifestyle like we had before.
Mm-hmm.
And so that Money Guide Pro software gives us the roadmap and projects out, takes in effect inflation, rising costs, et cetera, and lets us know, are we going to have enough money?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm 95, God willing, you know, am I still going to have money in the bank or am I going to be broke by that point?
Right, right. And people are living longer too,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether that's trying to get a little bit more healthy or, you know, advent of different medicines and AI.
Right. Better, you know, healthcare.
Better healthcare. Yeah. So that is putting more of a pressure on the Social Security and Medicare system, which already has it. And so we think now in this day and age going forward, it's going to be you know, critical for people to
absolutely
have a 401k, have some type of retirement plan, whether it's an IRA, a Roth IRA, a simple IRA, a SEP, a defined benefit plan. We didn't even get a touch on other different type of 401k instruments, pension plans. So there's a lot of things at Yuma Investment Group that business owners don't realize we do to help in the saving in taxes and help with their employees and their financial planning to utilize our services.
Exactly. We look at the big picture is what we're looking at. You know, we're just not here to help you buy and sell stocks. We're here to make sure that you're going to have that lifestyle mm-hmm. that you want for as long as you want.
Yeah. That was like in the olden days, you know, when you were back before we became fiduciaries and advisory accounts, you'd sell a stock and get a commission off of mm-hmm. it. And it's like, oh, sell this stock. Yeah, good commission. You know, oh, you want to buy another one. You know, that was
exactly
back in the old broker days.
The stockbroker days.
Yeah.
But, now we're financial advisors.
Yes, financial advisors. Right. So we are done with this show. This is awesome show today, Russ. Thank you so much. Tim Avila.
I like watching.
Hello.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. So everyone out there, Yuma, have a great weekend. Be safe.
Absolutely.
And we will see you in about a couple of weeks or so. So thanks again, Tim.
Yes.
Talk to you in 560.
My pleasure.
Casting American is from the York Heating and Air Conditioning and ACUMA.com studios. For any individual, to determine what may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial or tax advisor prior to investing. Guests on Money Talk are not affiliated with CWM LLC. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.